Wellness Warriors, how are you doing? This is Dr. Katrina Nieskern, physical therapist and coach, and I am coming to you live on this beautiful day here to inspire, uplift, and motivate you, sharing some information, insight on our four pillars of wellness, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm here to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, to uplift you, and to grow right alongside you. I hope you get the most from this podcast. And if you do, please share, like, comment, leave a review, and give it to someone else. Hopefully that maybe we can make a difference in their lives as well. I hope you enjoy the show. All right, Wellness Warriors, this is an episode with Nicole and I, and initially it got cut off, so I had to go back and basically record the live video that I luckily recorded us doing. I recorded us live on Facebook doing a phone call because I couldn't add her to the live. So I recorded the live of us doing a phone call in order to do this podcast. So there's a little bit of stop and go and choppy and in this recording because the initial recording stopped. So I had to go back and yeah. So thank you for your patience. Some of it you'll hear twice. There may be a couple chunks that are gone, but overall you'll get the message. Love you guys. Hello, Wellness Warriors. I am here. We tried to go live, but I am technology not inclined and we couldn't figure it out. So we are just recording this. I'm live with her on Facebook, so I get to see her pretty face, but you guys don't. So I'm with Nicole Allen here, one of my Wellness Warriors in my Wellness Warrior tribe, and she is going to share a little bit of her journey. So Nicole, tell the people want to know who you are and what's your story? What's your journey so far as health and wellness?
Okay, so yeah, Katrina introduced me. My name is Nicole. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm 22 years old, so I haven't lived a ton of life yet, but in the short life that I have lived, I've been through a lot. And I've dealt with anxiety and family trauma and PTSD for most of my life. And then recently, within the last 2 years, I began to struggle with eating disorder challenges. So I've kind of always been someone that has really enjoyed fitness and exercise and cared about what I was eating in my body. From a pretty young age, I like really was concerned about what my body looked like and exercise and just all of those things. It was kind of always on my mind, but I was always able to have a fairly healthy relationship with food and exercise. And it wasn't until my final year of college that I started to really struggle. I felt like I was losing control in some of the other areas of my life, going through some trauma and things with my family, and just really needed something to kind of like latch on. Controlling what I was eating and controlling how much I was exercising just felt like the only thing I could control. And so I started to really struggle with how much I was exercising and what I was eating. And ultimately I ended up being diagnosed with anorexia and an exercise addiction and had to kind of go through the challenges of overcoming that. And I can now say that I'm in recovery and I'm feeling healthy and like I can take care of my body without being obsessed with the scale or obsessed with food and obsessed with exercise. I can say that I exercise now because I enjoy it and because it makes me feel good, not because it's a punishment. And then I'm able to have freedom with the food choices that I make. So I feel like it's kind of been a long road, especially over the last year, and certainly not without challenges. Each day there's definitely times where it's extremely difficult, and I feel like I'm falling back into old patterns, but I would say that overall I've been able to like find a place of stability and like appreciation for my body and what it does for me, and just being able to kind of root myself in things that aren't food and exercise and be able to have a balance that way. So yeah, so that's just kind of a little bit of the history of kind of my wellness journey. But now I can say that I do still care about exercise, and I do still care about the things that I put into my body, but I just try to go at everything I do with a much more balanced approach. So I do still try to eat a lot of vegetables and care about the types of food that I'm putting into my body. But if I want Oreos, I will still let myself have Oreos and not beat myself up about it or feel like I have to go run 10 miles because I had some cookies. So I feel like I've really found a balance, but I still am passionate about health and wellness and taking care of my body. I want to live a long time. So I'm still really passionate about that, but I try to balance it with treating my body with respect and taking care of it and not pushing anything too hard in one extreme or the other. Mm.
That's amazing. And I know that's definitely really, really hard to find that balance, especially what they say with anorexia is like the hardest one to recover from. And I know you're still newly like 1 year in recovery, and for me being more like 15 years in recovery, what are your tips or strategies like, as far as the four pillars of like the wellness warriors of mind, body, spirit, and soul, like how would you speak to each one of those in your view on wellness and how that translates into your recovery?
Yeah. So I guess I'll start with mind. So what comes to mind for me is that I tried to, as I was going through recovery and trying to get into recovery, was surrounding myself with people that were knowledgeable about the topic and just providing myself with a ton of information. So I really turned to podcasts and books and experts. I saw a clinical therapist and I saw a dietitian, and I really took to heart the things that they were saying, the advice that they were giving. And then I also, you know, took it into my own hands to do my own research and make sure that like I was informed and my mind was able to like process all the different information, because it seems like in eating disorder treatment that everyone kind of has a different opinion about what the best way to do things are. And so I wanted to be armed with the knowledge of the multitude of options out there and the ways to approach things so that I didn't get kind of narrowed into one box. And so kind of my tips or things that were important from my mind perspective was just being really well informed, researching things, and just kind of learning about the different strategies to deal with eating disorders, learning about reading stories of people that have approached it from different ways and how that they've approached it. And that was super beneficial to me. So I found, you know, blogs and podcasts and books and things that were just really helpful in kind of shaping my view of how, what a life in recovery would be like, how to get there, just kind of all of those different areas. So I just think that knowledge is power. And so I'm not always going to, you know, take everything to heart that I read or hear from someone, but it's just more information is more power to me. So that's kind of how I approach the mind aspect. When it comes to my body, that's been probably the hardest thing for me to kind of wrestle with, because the changes that your body goes through when you, you know, leave that place of anorexia and get into recovery is really tough. And that's been the hardest thing for me to struggle with. So I think just being able to like see those body changes and not feel like I have to do something to counteract it has been the toughest part. But I would say that for me, some of the helpful things that I've done, I guess, have been to not try to force myself to like be who I was at another point. So I really try to focus on like, what does my body look like today? What does my body feel like today? How am I feeling today? And how can I take care of my body in response to that? So I have a very demanding job and I work a lot of hours. And so sometimes the best thing for my body is a long run to de-stress from the day. And sometimes I'll, after work, I'll go out and run 8 or 9 miles and that feels good. And then other days it's going to bed super early and not moving that day because my body just is really craving rest, and learning that balance has been something that's been really tricky for me. But I think just learning to listen to my body and what it's asking for has been super important to me. So that's something that I'm continually striving for, because it's tough, but that's kind of how I try to approach my body. And then as far as like my spirit and my soul, there's like a lot of things that I do that I feel like are really beneficial to me in my recovery. So I really focus on gratitude. I really focus focus every single morning when I wake up, no matter how busy I am or how early it is. I do a gratitude list of 5 things that I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. And that just really helps me set my intention for the day that, like, I'm going to choose gratitude and choose joy. And then all over my office and all over my computer, I have different little, like, sticky notes that say, like, choose joy today, choose gratitude today, be present today. And those are just, like, little reminders throughout the day that, whether it's, you know, dealing with my eating disorder or dealing with work stress or anxiety, like, just to stay in the moment and be grateful for everything that I have. And that's super helpful to me. And then I also do a lot of, like, self-talk. Mm-hmm. And that really nurtures my spirit, to just, like, talk to myself, kind of to acknowledge my eating disorder. And mm-hmm. sometimes I just will talk to it and say, like, I hear that that's how you're feeling today, or that's what you want, but, like, that's not what's how it's going to fly today. And just having those kind of inner dialogues, like, that's super helpful to me. So sometimes I'll call out something that, like, I feel like I'm thinking in my mind, and I'm like, you know what, that's an eating disorder thought. That's not a me thought. And I, like, talk back to it, and I say, yeah, like, I hear that you want me to go run 10 miles because I ate dinner, but I'm not going to do that tonight, and, like, we're going to be okay. And I kind of have just learned to, like, come to terms and come to peace with both parts of my brain, because I can't necessarily shut off that eating disorder side of my brain, but I've learned how to, like, talk to it and show it empathy and just be able to kind of work together. And that's been super helpful for me in recovery. And lastly, I think that something that's really important to me is my faith. And I feel like I've been able to focus on putting my identity in Jesus Christ and focusing on that, and knowing that I'm made, like, beautifully in his image, and that I don't have to worry about what size my jeans are. Like, that's not the definition of who I am. Yes. That, like, God loves me, and that, like, that makes me a worthy and wonderful person, and I can just live my life and believe in Jesus, and I don't have to be so concerned about every single calorie, because, like, that's not the kind of life that God would want for me. So that's been, like, a big turning point in my life as well, is just being able to truly put who I am kind of at God's hands and say, like, I will be who you want me to be. Like, my body is your vessel, and it's not about, like, my appearance, but it's about, like, doing good things for the world. So, like, that's been something super helpful for me on kind of on my journey. So that's kind of some of my, like, tips, or just the way that I look at the world and kind of how I've gotten to this point in my recovery.
I have goosebumps to my toes when you said that, because that's, like, game changer too. And it's so funny when you talk about the 10 miles, because people, like, it used to be so all or nothing. There's so many rules when you're first in recovery about, like, not being able to exercise, eating certain things or whatever, but it's like, you can run 10 miles, but what's the intention behind it? Are you using it as a stress release, or are you using it as, like, to burn calories, like, you know, and are you fueling for that, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be all or nothing. There's rules, but it's like being sure to constantly question yourself, like, is that my eating disorder talking, or is that me, like Katrina or Nicole talking, or, you know, is this going to serve my body and serve the vessel to do whatever God's work is in me, or is it going to take away and distract me from it, like, for an obsession? So that's so beautiful that you have gotten there and realized that so quickly, and that too, you empowered your mind. You took, there's so much research now these days that is readily accessible, and that you informed yourself and not, didn't just take one thing for verbatim. Like, you were like, okay, take what I need and leave the rest and apply what works for me, and trial and error. So that is awesome. I mean, it sounds like you've really set yourself up for a really good foundational lifelong wellness journey, especially one that's established in a power greater than yourself, because we all know, like, that's where that spirit, that's the spirituality, like, that's gonna be there forever.
Yeah, for sure.
So I always like to ask people, if you had, like, one book or one podcast, or you could do one of each, like, what would you recommend for people to watch or read or listen to? It doesn't have to be wellness related, but it can be.
Yeah, I would say that a book that has, like, seriously changed my life, been super helpful, is called The Fuck It Diet by Caroline Dooner.
That sounds awesome.
It's amazing. It's like, screwing like diet culture and just saying that like I don't need to like focus on weighing myself every single day and counting every calorie. Like my body knows what it needs and like how to kind of tune into that. And so that's been like a game changer for me, and it's very well written. So I would highly recommend that book. I feel like that's been one of the biggest tools for me in my recovery journey, because to be honest, like treatment is great, but treatment's not super realistic for like long-term success. Not even outpatient treatment is not always affordable or accessible. And so, and there have been times where I've kind of had to just take my recovery into my own hands for whatever reason. And so that book has been a really helpful like guiding principle for me as I try to kind of navigate recovery now outside of like the treatment world. So
I don't even own
I highly recommend.
I don't own a scale. I actually am gonna ask my roommate if she has one, because I'm flying out tomorrow and I need to weigh my suitcase. So I'm like,
yeah.
Wait, that's like the one time I do at home I did in Minnesota. But it would be like in the bathroom stored away, and I just pull it out for trips to weigh my scale, to weigh my suitcase. And then if you had one overall like wellness, health and wellness tip, like one thing, what would you recommend to people?
Say something that's been helpful to me, like even just outside of eating disorder recovery, but just kind of in general and health and wellness, is finding things like goals or things to like work towards that aren't like appearance based or scale based or like numbers based. So I really love running, and that's kind of my passion. And so I've really found that setting goals in my running, whether that's a race that I want to run or a time that I want to hit or a distance that I want to hit, like focusing on those things instead of saying I have to work out this many days a week, or saying I have to be perfect about this and this, like just kind of focusing on a goal has been super helpful to me, instead of focusing on weight loss or how much I'm working out, just focusing on like this goal is important to me and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to that point in a healthy way. And so whether you're looking to just like improve your health, like just finding like a reasonable goal that is important to you that you can kind of work towards. It's not just like, I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to, you know, have a perfect diet. Like those things aren't necessarily attainable or like helpful to focus on. And so I think finding something that you're passionate about, like I really want to be able to do a pull-up, so I'm going to like work really hard to build the muscles that I need to do a pull-up. Like those types of goals are super motivating for me. So whether it's, you know, in my recovery or just trying to be a healthy person in general, I found that setting those kind of goals that are like just kind of fun goals, like I really want to run a marathon or I really want to do a pull-up, like those goals like really drive me and keep me motivated to go exercise maybe when I'm not feeling like it, or to push past some of the thoughts in my head that are challenging and holding me back. So yeah, that's kind of that'd be my one tip for health and wellness, is like find a goal that's not related to losing weight or anything like that, but just something that like makes you passionate and excited.
Speaking of, did you run your race, the Twin Cities? What did you recover?
I wasn't able to because of my concussion, but I'm actually running the Napa Valley Marathon in February. So I'm all registered and I've been training. So yeah, so I will get my, I'll get my shot at a marathon in February. I'm going to run the Napa Valley Marathon.
Well, if it's close to San Jose, come see me. All right. And then where can people find you if they want to contact you or look you up or reach out?
So I'm in the Wellness Warriors Facebook page. My name is Nicole Allen. Feel free to add me on Facebook. And then my personal Instagram is Nicole E. Allen, and I'm pretty active on there, and I often will talk about like my recovery or health and wellness kind of stuff on there too. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, I would say I'm more active there. But yeah, feel free to reach out. I'm in the Facebook group and really love being a part of the community and everything that Katrina's doing. So feel free to reach out and connect with me if you'd like to.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for taking the time today to be on the live and be on the podcast. And then you can hang out. We'll finish up a little.
And so at the time, controlling what I was
Then you can hang out while we'll finish up a little. So thank you for listening. Sorry again about all the choppiness of trying to record live and stopping and pausing. I hope you gathered and valued a lot of information with my talk with Nicole. And thank you for your patience with the growing pains of learning how to podcast. Hope you have a great day. All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And again, if you got anything from it, please leave a review, good, bad, ugly, positive, whatever it may be. I want to grow and become a better person for you, to better help you and grow along this journey of wellness. And again, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wellness Warriors unite, and we do it anyway. Love you.